This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It is going to be hot today and hot tomorrow and hot all the way through October, and the tropics are quiet, so I guess we'll take it. Although there's going to be more of a chance for rain tomorrow and Thursday, kind of repeat of last week, if you will. Walt Leger joins us now, our friend, president, CEO of New Orleans & Company. How you doing, Walt?
Fantastic, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about the summer so far, generally speaking, as far as tourism in New Orleans goes.
Well, you know, generally speaking, the summers tend to be a little bit slower for us. Mm-hmm. And this year, our convention and meeting calendar in July certainly wasn't as strong as it was last year. But it's been okay. June actually performed a little bit better this year than last year. May was a little challenging as well. 25's been kind of a mixed bag. You know, we've had our challenges, certainly. Started off the new year with a lot of tragedy with the terrorist attack, but bounced back really strong with Super Bowl, of course, Mardi Gras, and then Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest, and so many conferences and conventions and meetings. So, you know, 25 has been a roller coaster, and summer's been a challenge, but it's really it's been great the last week or so. And that's a good thing.
Any reason for the down part or a little bit off from last year, Walt, that you can put your finger on?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of reasons. One, you know, we've talked before about just the cycle of booking meetings, and these meetings rotate around the country. And so from time to time, you have an opportunity to book them. And there are other times where you sort of are just not on the right trend to book these meetings that happen, you know, that we book so many years in advance. There's also some macroeconomic trends that have been challenging this year. There's no question that tariff talk and some of the other international relations issues that have sprung up, including relationship with Canada, including some European nations. And in fact, Germany continues to perform a little bit lower than it typically does. And that's our third or fourth most important market, Canada being our most important. So we certainly see some downward trends in that. And then I think though the economy has sort of evened itself out and stabilized, the earlier part of the year when we would have been booking some last-minute meetings into places like May and June, a lot of organizations, corporate association, otherwise were not making the same decisions to move forward with events because of the uncertainty that just existed in general. And we're also seeing leisure travelers make different choices about length of stay and where they travel this year. People tend to be watching their pocketbooks a little bit more in 2025. So all those trends are things that are happening throughout the economy, throughout the country, and we're not immune from that.
So when you say tariffs, is that because people from Germany are hacked off about the tariffs and they say, well, that's it, I'm not going to the United States, or it costs them more money?
A little bit unclear on why Germany. We've seen the performance change. I'm not sure I can put my finger on it. We know with Canada, it's been just kind of the general tone, the way that conversation has gone. Of course, the tariffs. No, I don't know that it's necessarily an economic thing. It feels it's more of a sentiment thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's why we believe that these won't be long-term trends. But they are in the short term having some impact.
Let's talk about this UFC event. How big was that? And also the, I guess the slap fight thing. I didn't know much about the slap fight. A guy here, Tim Zimmer, told me about it years ago. I know they got it on ESPN, which is, I think, pretty big. And I don't know if that's going to do about the popularity of the sport. Talk about that, and then we'll talk about UFC.
Yeah, I mean, so the power slap event is something that I believe they're trying to sort of tack on to these UFC events to grow the popularity of it. Does seem like it is growing in the coverage that it's getting and in people that are watching it. And so that was sort of ancillary to the bigger UFC event that we had.
So is that the deal, Walt? Is one like the opening act for the other? That's how they're trying to travel?
That appears to be the way that they're trying to build these events. We worked a lot more closely with the UFC folks, but I think there's a recognition that the demographic and the fans are shared. And so how do we use a UFC event to continue to grow the popularity of that sport? That seems to be working. And they certainly were happy with the turnout that they were able to get for that event on Friday night. And then of course the bigger event on Saturday night with the Poirier fight and all the other fights associated with the UFC event at the Smoothie King Center. We're very pleased with it. You know, I mean, this opportunity presented itself just a few months ago and we were able to work with the Sports Foundation and other partners, Lieutenant Governor, to stand up the event, put it together. Our team, Kelly Schulz and Sam Joffre on events and on PR and comms, worked really closely with the media that were covering it. And so we feel that for a midsummer event like this, great turnout, excellent ticket sales. And ultimately what UFC is telling us preliminarily is that more people traveled to attend this event than typically travel for their events. And that's a good sign too, because I think it highlights New Orleans as a great destination for these types of championship events and others. And we're pleased to see that as well. We're obviously grateful to see people driving in from Baton Rouge and Lafayette and other parts of the state. That's important too, but we want to see the out-of-state travel continue to trend upward. And this event delivered that for the community, for the people, for the businesses, and for the Smoothie King Center. So overall, a great event in July in New Orleans.
18,000. They called it a hard sellout. The place was packed, and the numbers show that it was primarily people from out of town, Walt. And would that be because, if it is true, because the tickets were gone before people here had a chance to get them? I'm not trying to criticize anything. I'm just wondering why it would be an out-of-town crowd.
Yeah, so, I mean, we know that that typically 50% or so of the attendees for these events are coming from outside of the location of the event. Mm-hmm. And it looks like 65% of the tickets were sold to folks who are outside of the state of Louisiana, and about 85% were sold to folks outside of the city of New Orleans. And so those numbers are bigger than traditional. Certainly, it could have to do with people gobbling up those tickets quickly. I think it is on trend for us, for attendees at conferences, conventions, and meetings, where we just tend to see an uptick in travel to New Orleans because it's a great place to come. And I think that more and more what we're seeing in the travel trends are that events are driving decisions about where people travel. It seems that people a little less are just choosing a place to go visit. They're instead choosing a place to go visit in conjunction with a major event of some kind. And so that event is helping them to make the decision about where they want to go. And we see that with other things. I think that's probably what we're seeing here as well. If I'm going to go to a UFC fight over the course of the next year, which one am I going to go to? Oh, I'll go to the one in New Orleans. That's not surprising, I don't think, but it's good to see that trend is continuing.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about Caesars as we come back. Somebody texted in about they think that the renovation of of what was Harrah's into Caesars. The place was packed. They said over the weekend that that might be a boon to the city. We'll talk about that and more. Walt Leger, our guest, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. It is 722. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Coming up 7:27 here on WWL, talking to Walt Leger, our friend, president, CEO of New Orleans & Company. I mentioned before the break, Walt, about the renovation at Caesars and how much nicer it is than it used to be. Has that been a boon when it comes to attracting events like that?
Well, I think it's a big deal. And honestly, I'm not sure that it gets talked about or celebrated enough. I think, one, it's a great sign of confidence in our city that an organization like Caesars, that has properties all over the country, certainly, you know, flagship properties in Las Vegas, would spend $450 million renovating and expanding and adding this new tower. And then I think it's a big deal that they've rebranded from Harrah's to Caesars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that speaks to a different audience. And so I think I do think it's a big deal for the city. I think it helps us to attract events like this one. I think it attracts visitors who probably previously didn't have us on their list. Certainly those who are, you know, big gaming and, mm-hmm. and gambling customers of theirs. And I think it helps them to market and promote, to bring people in into our community who then go out into restaurants and support retail outlets and other businesses throughout the city. So I do think it's a benefit to us generally as a destination and as a city, and it's an appreciated investment. Of course, they're the sponsor at the Superdome now, which gives them a little more visibility as well when these big events are coming in. So I know they were busy this weekend, and certainly this fan base was attracted and spent time there. So good for them and also good for us.
Somebody texted in about the governor, Lieutenant Governor, standing up the event. Support from Lieutenant Governor to stand up this event. What does that mean? Because we talk about stuff that, you know, maybe the outsider doesn't really understand. Yeah. Talk about that, if you would, please.
There was a pretty substantial amount of marketing support and promotion that was a part of the bid package to land this event. Our organization and the Lieutenant Governor's organization stepped up and split that cost. And we were excited to do it in partnership. I was actually with the Lieutenant Governor last night. I think we were both excited that it came off as well as it did. The production went well. The event went well. And we expect it to create new opportunities for us. So absolutely, Lieutenant Governor continues to be a critical partner on that. The legislature, through the Major Events Fund, helped to support some additional investment there as well. And, of course, the governor was supportive of that investment happening. And he was certainly an attendee and promoter of the event. I think not the least of his attention was because Dustin Poirier and he are from the same, you know, area of the state. And I think that made the event even more meaningful for a lot of Louisianians. And so
did you go? Well?
There a lot of partnership to get this done as usual.
Did you go?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did go. We had a few, We had a few customers that we were able to entertain and bring to the event. I enjoyed it. I thought it was an incredible production. It's not something that I typically follow, but I was exposed to it a little bit as we were approaching it, and I thought it was a lot of energy in the stadium and some really competitive people. I respect how hard and how disciplined they are.
They terrify me. They just terrify me because I don't know how you would stop them. If you have your phone close, check. I just sent you a picture of Caesars from January 21st with a snowdrift. It's hard to believe that ever happened on a day like today, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. That's what I mean. That's part of 2025 and how up and down it's been. It's been intense.
Yep. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. Tell the old man hello for me, would you, please?
Will do. Thank you, Tommy.
You
great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye. We'll talk to Jason Wagons back when we come back, president of Film Louisiana, about Hollywood South and how they're doing right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.